Chapter 5. By the time that Lady Prescott had stormed out of the office and Sir Gerald had straightened his tie and Angus had come out from behind the armchair, Frederick Carruthers was well on his way home. After he had slipped out through the side door, Frederick had run across the prison yard, climbed over a wall, and run off into the night. Having crossed the main road that links New Town to Old Town, he had rolled down a hill, climbed over a couple of gates, crawled through a field full of turnips, waded through a swamp, dived into a stream, and swum across to the opposite bank, climbed up a hill, run across 6 kilometres of open countryside, jumped onto a train that was slowing down in front of a set of signals, run down the corridor to avoid the ticket collector, and then jumped off again as the train pulled into a station. While the other passengers were getting off the train, Frederick had slipped through the ticket barrier by showing his prison identification badge and shouting, "I'm a train engineer! I'm a train engineer! Let me through! Let me through!" Then he'd elbowed his way through a group of tourists, rushed down a flight of steps, run through a subway tunnel, and finally ended up standing outside a cafe at a lay-by near Junction 34 of the M1 motorway. It was at this moment that his problems really began. Frederick had been rushing, rolling, running, jumping, climbing, crawling, wading, and swimming for several hours now, and the last meal he'd had was 3 biscuits and a glass of water before Angus had turned out the light in his cell. His exhausted body was beginning to complain. His stomach was crying out for food, and his throat felt like sandpaper. But what could he do? Prisoners don't carry money, and he didn't have a penny on him. Frederick looked through the windows of the cafe, and for the next few moments he went through a dreadful torture. "What have I done to deserve this?" he thought. "Here am I with my stomach rumbling and my throat parched, and I can't even afford a cup of tea. How did I get into this mess? And more to the point, how do I get out of it?" These were the thoughts running through Frederick Carruthers' troubled mind as a blue Rolls-Royce pulled into the lay-by and glided to a halt.